So, if you follow what you believe is right, you will succeed. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing in Campbell, California, with the instant illumination, instant inspiration, instant ideation, instant all that good stuff. Now, if you follow what you believe is right, you'll succeed. People come to me so often with just the opposite. And I say to them, no, you're going the wrong direction. You're pounding for what you don't believe. Now, I tell all of you, don't tell me what your problems are. Tell me only your solutions. Well, now, when I do that, and then I'm also your spiritual counselor and what have you, you should come to me with your problems. You should come to me with what's wrong with you. But you are so fabulous when you come to me with what you really want. But no, you have to tell me what's wrong, which is right. Because if you need medical help, I'm the one who should help you get it, or Ellen. And if you don't tell me what your problems are, and you don't get medical help, and you die, well, bully for you. That's your business. I don't really care. I really don't care if somebody dies or if somebody lives. If they don't tell me what their problem is so that we can do something about it, if they haven't got the power within themselves to put the cause in motion for perfect health, then let's use the doctor, you know, the boat. Let's get the boat if we can't swim. So I will always encourage you to not tell me your problem. And I'll encourage you to not tell me your problem because I encourage you at the time that the problem is not much. And you might just feel a tickle in your throat, and I say, hey, your throat's holding perfect, you know, everything. I got a cold. I'm coming I come down. Shut up. You know, you're building on something that doesn't even exist yet. But you will have it. I got a cold. You'll have it, and you'll have it in spades because you know the principle. You know that thoughts are things, and when you put a thought in motion, you're going to get the result. Now, if you have a problem that you have let go or that you have gotten out of hand, for instance, Ingeborg was burning some rubbish here one time, and the fire got out of hand, and she did her best to put it out. What she should have done immediately was said, help, help! And we would have all come out and helped her put it out. But meanwhile, it got out of hand. It started burning beyond the bush into the rubbish. We could have had the whole place burned down just because of her pride. Stupid pride. If you have a problem that's bigger than you can handle it, ask for help. Ask for help. And there's nothing wrong with it. It was a mistake to let the fire get out of hand in the first place. But once it's out of hand, get help. My goodness. Once you have a condition in your body that's out of hand, get help. And you should have been asking for help all along. But it can happen to the best of us. It can happen to the best of us. I had a building. It was the Buhack Ranch schoolhouse. Nice big building, tremendous building, two-room schoolhouse. And each room was as big as 2 to 3 times our living room. Each room, big room. And so I only used one room and had the printing presses in there and everything for the Merced County Farm and Ranch. Well, one wonderful day I decided I'd clean the brush down from around the building. And so I was cutting it down and cutting it down and cutting it down and pulling it away. And I thought, well, I'll burn it. So I burned it. Well, what the fire did, it went under the brush and went right next to the building. And it couldn't hurt the building because it had a concrete foundation, but the porch steps were there. And the porch steps were big steps. They were maybe about, at least 8 feet by 5 feet deep, and then the steps going down, you know. And so here I am. I don't know how old I was at the time, maybe 35 or 30-something. But there I am, alone, with the fire, running away. And so I grabbed a hold of those steps, and I yanked them, and they flew across, I had an acre of land, they flew across the back area of the land at least 10, 12 feet from the building. I really yanked him. I mean, I didn't want that building to go up. It wouldn't have mattered, you know, but I didn't want that to go up. So, and it didn't. And then I raked the burning brush away from the building, and at that time the fire department came. But meanwhile, everything was under control. And if they had just waited a little longer, the whole brush would have all been burned out around there. But anyhow, the building was saved. You see, I did call them. The minute I saw the fire was out of hand, I called, and then I yanked the steps away and did everything else that had to be done. But I called for help because I had let it get out of hand. I did not anticipate the fire crawling underneath the brush, underneath the dead stuff there. That had been matted there and dead there for years because that old school building hadn't been used for 15 years, you know, maybe more. Mm-hmm. And then I rented it from the farmer who owned the land, and it made a nice building for my newspaper. But those things happen. You have to know when to call for help. And so if you think, if you follow what you believe is right, you'll be a success. So I did what I had to do, and the building didn't burn down. I wouldn't have burned down anyhow because I had done the necessary things. But we have to be a little more cautious. We all make dumb mistakes at times, even geniuses like, and you see, we got to be real careful about that, because when we do things like that, rather than throw everything away just for our pride and pretend that, to get in the car and drive away. And I was never there. But you don't do things like that. You stand and you take responsibility and you do your very best. But Ellen was telling about her grandson and how for over the years he is a dynamic, forceful, outgoing person. Well, he had several girl relationships which caused him to mellow just a little bit. And he'll find himself again. But we must not for one minute think that he has lost his mellowness. His mellowness is just on hold for a little while because apparently that's what his girlfriend likes. His girlfriend likes it when he's a little more sedate. And she'll find out that's not much fun after a while. And to have this little wild cat is much nicer than a sedate one. And because that's the real Marcello. The real Marcello is an uninhibited, free-thinking spirit who is brilliant and every other thing. And this is what a lot of our young people are. Every one of our young people are brilliant. Ellen, what are they?
Brilliant.
Ellen, what are they?
Genius.
Genius. Isn't that what you go around telling everybody?
Yeah.
I mean, that's your term.
Yeah.
Ellen sees a baby being held in front. Well, how's a little genius? She doesn't even know whether it's a cat or a child. But she goes up to everything that has been wrapped in a blanket and says, how's a little genius? And of course, the mother or father instantly say, well, of course, very good, you know. But you see, what happens when mama says that?
What's
the cause? The cause is in motion for the child. The cause is in motion for their attitude about it. They're going to expect that little genius to be a genius. Mm-hmm. They're going to expect that little genius to act like a genius and to go around the world and have fun like a genius and do neat things like a genius. But that's what it's all about. I believe that if you follow what you believe is right, you will succeed. If you follow what you believe is right, you will succeed. Now, why will you succeed? Because you're not fighting yourself. And every time you fight yourself, you turn off the juices in your body and you turn off everybody else. Mm-hmm. Because they know that's not you. They know that's not who you really are. Now, if Ellen were to walk into a doctor's office and sit down and say, oh, that wouldn't be Ellen. Mm-hmm. But if Ellen were to walk into a doctor's office, no matter what her condition is, and if she wouldn't say to all the other patients there, well, how is everybody today? You look great. My goodness, what are you doing here in a doctor's office? You all look whole and perfect, you know. And the people look up at her and say, hey, lady, you got a problem. No, they don't. They look up at her and they say, yeah, I am feeling better now. Of course, you know, every time you go to the doctor's office, you feel better. And you go to the dentist, your tooth doesn't hurt anymore, you know.
That's right.
that's part of the game. And, well, why not? Put that cause in motion and take it home. You know, bottle it. You can sell it. It's good stuff. But this is what it's all about. If you follow what you believe is right, you'll succeed in anything. And if you don't believe it's right, then you're out of business. You're out of business. And this is what so many people do. They pretend to say things that other people expect them to say. Ingeborg, how is your cat? Now, Ingeborg just got back from the doctor with her cat. And the cat had been run over by a car and thrown up in the air and blah, 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 blah. And Ingeborg took the limp body to the doctor and she, "You're okay, you're okay, you're okay." And she took the cat in. And the doctor looked at it and said, "Well, we'll see what we can do." And Ingeborg says, you're okay, and you are too, doctor." Well, the doctor goes in, gives the cat a little shot of something, and gives a little sparkle into it, and the cat says, "Huh, okay, that's one." Mm-hmm. 8 more to go. And Ingeborg expected that cat to live. That cat better well live. And if you go into something and you're worried, and you think, oh, something's, like with the coyotes and stuff. We're so concerned that the coyotes get something or something. Well, we empower it. We empower it. The instant that our pet doesn't come back or in when it's supposed to, we say, "I surround you with my pure white light and love, and have a ball. Have a ball." But aren't you afraid? Have a ball. I don't think about the negatives. There's nothing I can do about that. But I can do about surrounding them with my pure white light of love. I can surround them. I mean, they can walk next to coyotes. They can do all these things and never be touched. Because my consciousness is not including that. My consciousness is only including that they're surrounded by my pure white light of love and they're fantastic. And I'm a success. Now, this takes training. This takes training because our normal attitude is that if a person goes to the hospital, "Oh, what's wrong?" "I'm going to pick up my mother." "Oh, what's wrong with her?" "She's whole and perfect." "Well, what was wrong with her?" "None of your business." "She broke her toenail." "You went to the hospital for a broken toenail?" "Yes, because she has special toenails. And they wanted to get the clipping from her toenail because it is used as a healing agent." "Oh, can I meet your mother sometime?" I'll polish her toes for her. But you see, this sounds like silly games, but it's real. This is truth. Alga Worrell, a friend of mine from Science of Mind magazine, she was a little girl from Russia, and her mother would send her over to the neighbors' houses whenever the neighbors were feeling badly, and she'd go over and sit with them and hold their hand, and then she wouldn't say "home power," she'd just hold her hand. She was whole and perfect. And she transmitted that feeling of wholeness and perfection. She didn't even think of the old person or the young person or whatever they were as being with a problem. She just went over and she transmitted her feeling of wholeness and perfection. And that's what they experienced. Now, she did that all her life. And she didn't realize what her mother was doing. But her mother was using her as a little get-well medicine for the block. And all the neighbors just dearly loved her. They made her dresses, they made her coats, they made her everything under the sun. And she was a very well taken care of girl. But she had a gift, and the gift was, what was the gift?
Be yourself.
She liked herself. She absolutely liked herself. And she radiated that outwardly. Mm-hmm. And she had no doubt that everybody in her world was whole and perfect just like she was. Now you see, you can be a success, but you can also be a success if you think there's coyotes around that are going to eat your puppy. And you can be a success if you think there's going to be problems around, you know. And I said the day before, I said, "Well, it could rain because it's been raining. And so it'll rain when I give my talk tomorrow." What was the title there?
What to do on a rainy day.
What to do on a rainy day, yeah. Wherever it is. There it is. What to do on a rainy day. You remember that well, didn't you? And the rain was coming down, not heavy, just a light splatter, and it was lovely to see. But you see, why not always do these things? Because we doubt. Because we doubt. We say, well, it's just a problem, you know. It's cold season, you know. And my goodness, you know, like my sister Marie, she said her little granddaughter came to visit. And the granddaughter had the flu. And she gave the flu to them. Well, now, they're both in their late 70s and 80s, and so they felt that their resistance was low, and so it was. And Grandpa, he was first to suffer because he was always closer to the girl, and he took on everything. That was his opinion. And he got over it quickly because Grandpa doesn't like to be sick. And Mama, who is never sick, let her resistance get down because her sister just died and other things that just sort of took away her poof for living. And so her resistance was down. She had to even go to the hospital. And that's rare for Marie. Marie goes to the hospital as a gray lady or a pink lady, but she never goes as a sick lady. I don't think she really knows what being sick is. And that's a wonderful way to have it. But can you see Marie with all of her power and joy, if she let her attitude down, she just entered into that negative experience that she didn't really want to have. And in fact, it was quite serious. But she's got it in tow now, and her daughter picked her up at the hospital today and brought her home, and she's doing just fine. But you see, you got to be in charge. And then, you know, Marie had a little other difficulty. She had 6 children and 6 spouses, and many grandchildren, all worried about her, and all interested, how's Grandma? Is Grandma okay? You know, and instead of saying, oh, Grandma's a tiger, she's always perfect. Pah, she'll do this or that, no problem, no problem. You see, but you have to build that up in them. And over the years, Marie's built that up in the kids, that she never has any problems. And if she has a problem, she doesn't tell anybody about it. She takes care of it herself and shuts up. She doesn't have to say, where were you, Mom? I've been trying to call you. Well, I was in the hospital. I just had my appendix out. And Mom, you should have told us. No way. You understand, don't you, children? You are from the old school. You were born when I had to stay in the hospital a day or two longer after your birth. Now, 2 hours after the kids are born, they kick you out of the hospital. They need the beds for other people and stuff like that. But also, you don't need to be there. And you have to pay for it. And so, you see, isn't it interesting how convenience is the mother of healing? It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Well, here we are having a great instant inspiration. And our topic is, if you follow what you believe is right, you will succeed. Well, let's start believing what's right is harmony, peace, joy, happiness, wholeness, and purity, and sprinkled around with integrity and humility. And I love you.
Love you.